The Cook Inlet Regional Citizens Advisory Council, or CIRCAC, has removed one of its most outspoken critics from the board of directors. Bob Shavelson, who also heads the Homer-based environmental organization Cook Inlet Keeper, was kicked off the CIRCAC board last week. KBBI's Aaron Selbig has more.
Bob Shavelson had served on the CIRCAC board for 6 years, rising to the level of vice president and earning the organization's Volunteer of the Year award. But during a behind-closed-doors meeting last Wednesday, the board decided to expel him.
Essentially what happened was the board had a special meeting. They held the meeting in executive session. At the end of this session, when they came out of session, Bob Shavelson had been removed for cause. But other than that, that's about all they're saying.
That's CIRCAC spokesperson Trenton Dodson, who declined to provide specifics on why Shavelson was removed from the board. However, in a letter obtained by KBBI News dated September 2nd, CIRCAC board president Grace Merkus said Shavelson was being removed from the board for, quote, violation of his duty of loyalty and violation of Cook Inlet RCAC policies. Shavelson, says Merkus in the letter, was guilty of attempting to publicly discredit the organization and, quote, harassing staff and falsely accusing them of improper behavior. Shavelson says he did not harass anyone, but admits to being a, quote, burr under the saddle for his fellow board members by speaking out against certain policies and actions taken by the organization.
They're pointing largely to a letter that I released in June in response to a report that CIRCAC commissioned involving the Drift River oil terminal incident and the eruption of the Mount Redoubt volcano and the oil that was left by Chevron at the base of that erupting volcano, along with the CIRCAC meeting that they had in Anchorage in June and some of the comments that I made there.
Shavelson says he tried to work within the system at CIRCAC.
But over time, I saw a pattern of collusion with the oil industry and complacency that I felt I had a moral obligation to speak out. And I would do it again because it was the right thing. And I think it's necessary for the citizens of Cook Inlet to have an independent voice. I think that's what CIRCAC was supposed to be. But I think the organization is badly broken and needs to be reevaluated.
CIRCAC, which was created as part of the Oil Pollution Act of 1990, has an inherent conflict of interest in its very setup, Shavelson claims. Unlike its counterpart in Prince William Sound, the Prince William Sound RCAC, CIRCAC relies on the oil industry for its funding and must negotiate with the producers every 2 years to set its budget. The arrangement, says Shavelson, prevents CIRCAC from being an effective watchdog over oil industry operations in the inlet. Shavelson says he won't fight the board's decision, but he is disappointed that he was unable to change the organization from the inside.
I put in 6 long years, and I really tried, and there's some good people with the organization, but it's kind of fascinating in a scary way to see the tentacles of the oil industry and to see how the influence of the oil industry shapes conversations and decisions and how cover-ups occur.
Shavelson says Cook Inlet Keeper, the Homer-based nonprofit environmental organization for which he is executive director, was created in 1995 in part because of a perceived conflict of interest between CIRCAC and the oil industry. He says his removal from the CIRCAC board will give him more time to focus on his day job at Cook Inlet Keeper. In Homer, I'm Aaron Selbig.